the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's half past 9 o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
And welcome to TV Cynics Netflix. Shit!
Yeah, you fucked it up.
TV Movie Cynics Netflix Reviews.
There you go. I mean, it's
so,
not easy.
I've been so good, too.
Yeah.
I've been so good to you. That's what you do to me.
Hey, listen, you know, relationships don't work out sometimes. Time for a change. You know, get over it.
I've been so good to you. What did I ever do?
I don't know. Something I'm not going to tell you. Because that's not how relationships work. I'm never going to tell you why I'm breaking up with you. I'm just gonna.
I wish it was legally required when someone dumps you. They have to
Like a real reason.
They have to send you a legal letter with all the reasons why they broke up with you.
It would hurt, but really.
Even if it's as simple as, like, I got bored.
Yeah. It would be painful, but it would be beneficial in the long run.
You know, you have a shitty job and you're not rich enough for me, sorry.
Yeah. Because, like, you know what? For the future, for your next relationship, what if it's. Oh, you know, it's something I did. I have, like, an annoying habit I didn't even really know about. Now, like, you know what? I better watch that shit. Because the next girl I have, I don't want the same thing to happen.
That's why I date nuns, because they took that, like, that oath so they have to be poor their whole lives. So they're not really worried about money.
Yeah. No. Vow of poverty.
Yeah, the problem is you can't really fuck them, nun, usually.
You can't fuck them? You can't fuck nuns, nun?
None, not really. Although in Father Darling Mysteries, I think, what's her face? Tracy Nelson might have been doing some fucking.
Not anyone knows that show. But
sometimes she'd go undercover, even though she was a nun, she would dress like in miniskirts to try to get some clues for whatever the mystery is they were trying to solve.
She wasn't hot enough either to be like, holy shit, you're in a miniskirt? Now I gotta, like, confess all my crimes.
Yeah. I mean, I talk about Father Darling Mysteries all the time, and all these shows in the 80s and 90s, early 90s were. It was always just some, like, weird character solving crimes.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? I'm sorry? There's such a thing as a police force, so I'm not sure how it's going to fly that some fucking priest and his nun are going to go around town
or
solving shit.
Some mystery writer in Murder, She Wrote?
Hey, old lady, put that typewriter away. I don't know what you're doing here, but this is a crime scene. You need to get the fuck out.
Or diagnosis murder, a doctor.
Well, you know what? In TV shows now, you have doctors kind of going with the police officer or the FBI agent or whatnot, like in Bones.
Speaking of that, are you excited about the Bones, Sleepy Hollow?
Shut your fucking mouth, because it already fucking happened and I was going to talk about it. I was so angry. I was like, why would you do this to me? It was a Bones, Sleepy Hollow crossover. Why would you fucking do this to me?
I saw the commercial. I didn't know if it happened.
It happened and I was none too pleased, okay? Because I gave up on Bones because Bones is shit now. But now it's a crossover, so I have to watch Bones. They forced me to watch Bones.
Wait, you watched Sleepy Hollow?
Yeah, I watched Sleepy Hollow.
The fuck you watched that show for?
Because I like it.
Oh my god, you have the worst taste in television.
So I had to watch it.
My grandma had better taste in television than you, and she watched the Lawrence Welk program.
I was forced to watch the show because, you know, it's part of the other show. And it just reminded me why I didn't like it. And it was just shitty. It was just.
So the Headless Horseman and Bones got together to solve crimes?
You know what?
Is there a Headless Horseman in
there? He was. In the last season, he was there. He's gone now.
Where'd he go?
They killed him.
What the fuck? Isn't the Headless Horseman like the biggest part of Sleepy Hollow?
He was. They moved on.
Sleepy Hollow is just like all of a sudden just a town, you know, an hour away from New York City then.
Yeah.
There's no big deal.
There's other shit going on there now, okay?
All right.
You'd have to watch the show. But a couple things.
By the way, I want to move there. It looks nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Beautiful country.
Especially this time of year.
Mm, yes.
So, one thing that I noticed is that, man, the people in Bones look like shit. They're just getting old.
I don't know what the people in Bones look like.
Well, hold on. Well, I'm explaining it to you. You don't need to know.
Well, I didn't see when they were young is what I mean.
Now, when the show first started years ago, you know, they get young people to be in shows. This is how it works. That's Hollywood. Now the show's been on a while. You don't really notice that they're aging.
How many seasons? Now, they're bed of bones.
I don't know. Now you have the new show with the young people. Now they come in, and man, they all look so much younger, and they look like shit compared to them. It's like Bones, the actress, she looks horrible.
Wait,
like,
the girl?
She used to have a body. I don't know. She looks like shit.
Yeah, that's Zoe's sister.
I know who she fucking is. Your Zoe Deschanel is not part of Bones, even though she was in an episode.
Well, she's busy making $30 million off of her comedy website.
Because she's hilarious.
Well, it's more. It's a what do they call
aggregate?
Those?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some content bullshit. Firm. It's not really comedy anymore.
Yeah, whatever. But yeah, I wasn't happy.
Let me see. I don't even know what Bones is about. Let me read the description here aloud. Bones, an American crime procedural comedy drama television series that premiered on Fox in the United States on September 13th. Could you guess the year?
No.
Just get a guess.
Shit.
Try to remember when you first started watching where you lived.
I don't know,
2008.
2005. Ooh. Dude, I told 10 years. 10 years it's been on. They look old. 10 years has gone by. The people from the other show, Sleepy Hollow, they're fresh. They look like shit. Like, Bones, you look like a fucking old lady compared to the female lead in the other show? You look fucking horrible.
The premise of the show is an alliance between forensic anthropologist Dr. Temperance Bones Brennan and FBI Special Agent Seeley Booth. Well, this sounds good. You saw this description in 2005 and go, ooh, I gotta watch that.
I didn't see the description. I saw the previews and I watched it and it was fine. Why? Then it started to get bad.
What made you watch it?
I don't know.
The hot chick? I mean, what
There are no hot chicks in that show.
I like Deschanel's sister, whatever the fuck.
Hey, man. More power to you. She's all yours, buddy.
You don't think she's hot?
No. Even in her prime, she was never hot. No. Hell no.
So she's ugly. You're saying she's an ugly person?
No, she's like... She's an aesthetically attractive... Well, not now, not so much. But I would say she's an aesthetically attractive woman. But that is far as I would go. There is no attraction.
But you think Zoe's ugly, too?
No, she's hot.
Mm.
Zoe's hot. Her sister? Not. Now, I seen another crossover. So, before we started recording today...
Oh, and Brennan argues for science and evidence.
Yeah.
While Booth argues for faith in God.
Yeah. And they fucking got, like, I don't know if they're married or something, but they're living together. They're in a relationship.
They're fucking.
They have a kid or two kids or something. Yeah, like, I'm fucking done with that show.
I know, because... Emily Deschanel is so much older than you, so she's like an old lady.
I don't care how old she is. She looks like shit. I don't care if she's 20 years younger than me. She looks like shit. I can have an opinion. So. Good for you. My opinion and Mark's opinion.
I've seen her.
Good, good. So have I. So I'm talking about another crossover. I went to the local pastry shop, Tim Hortons, and behind the counter...
Was Emily Deschanel?
No.
Was Bones?
Was another person working there. They had like three people behind the counter. Two people in the regular Tim Hortons uniforms. The third person was
dressed as RoboCop.
Was wearing a Finish Line uniform. I'm like, what the?
It's Halloween.
I know, but it just seemed funny. Like, and I thought, you know what? Why don't we have let's do crossovers with jobs. Like, whatever your job is, let's get somebody from another business to come work there for the day, and you go to their place. Wouldn't that be fun?
Some radio stations do stuff like that. Like, the afternoon guy will be in the morning, and the morning crew will be in the afternoon. You know, they do shit like that.
No, totally change it up. The morning DJ goes to work at fucking McDonald's for
the
day.
They do that, too. You always have, like, football. It's always annoying, because they're not really employees.
No, but I want it to be a real employee. And you know what? With our whole kind of... economic class system, they should really do that. Let's take a guy, like a high powered guy, and give him a shitty job for 1 month. You do not tell the people at like McDonald's that that's who he is. He can't tell them. And you're just some fucking dude. Some kid is your boss. He's telling you what to do for the whole fucking month. Now you get to see how the other half live. It's not some bullshit undercover boss thing. No, this is real life.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
What does this have to do with bones?
I don't know. Is this my idea? Okay, so fuck that. That's done. But I went to the movies this week or last week.
You're always going to the fucking movies. There's not even anything good up.
I know, but when you don't have shit to do, you go to the fucking movies. Like, I don't know. Let's see.
Well, I either nap or jerk off, but I have nothing to do.
Yeah, well, once you do that, then what?
But this time of the year, with all four major sports playing, there's plenty to do.
Yeah, well,
if you got into sports, your life would be way more exciting.
Yeah, well, I'm not.
And heartbreaking, probably.
So, I saw... Fuck, I can't remember the name. The one, it's like the kind of like shitty horror flick. Blood something? That took place in Buffalo in the beginning?
Oh, yeah, Crimson.
Crimson Peak?
Yeah.
Or Crimson something?
Yeah, I don't know why I'd go see that.
Rotten Tomatoes gave it like a 69%.
That's bad.
That actually, for them, that's pretty good. Every other flick on there was like in the single digits.
Now, my thing about...
So I thought, well, it's probably not great, but at least it's something. It's probably not that bad.
We're recording this before the last weekend's box office came out, but the week before was like one of the worst weekends in box office history. Like, every new movie bombed. Like everything bombed. Like, that Gem movie, like, that looked awful, made, yeah, like $1 million.
I'm surprised it made that much.
But it only cost $5 million, so they didn't...
They're almost there.
They didn't lose a lot. They'll make more in the foreign markets, because I think foreign people watch anything.
They don't give a fuck. You know, we do well in the foreign markets.
Yeah, we do. It's true.
We probably... Yeah, you know what? We should go on, like, a European tour.
Yeah, I gotta get a work visa, and I can't do that.
Yeah. Well, I'll marry a French broad. I'll be fine. All right. So, Crimson Peak... Saw it? So fucking boring. The entire movie didn't really make sense, a lot of it.
It took place in olden times.
It was fucking horrible. It was such a piece of shit. It was amazing. It's like, the ghosts, the whole... there was nothing scary about the movie. And the ghosts were just kind of just hanging out. And a lot of it didn't really make sense. And it's like... This guy just died. Why does he look like a zombie? Why does his ghost look like a zombie already? And it was just weird. Man, it was so fucking bad. It's like, there's nothing at the movies anymore.
Let's see. Here's what's up at the movies currently. Goosebumps. Kids movie.
It's a kids movie.
Don't give a shit. Never read those books. Bring Him Home, The Martian. Now that's a good... That's what the sign says. It's The Martian.
Oh, I was like, Bring Him Home, The Martian.
The Martian.
Martian was a brilliant, good flick. Brilliant. But I've seen it already, so I'm not going to watch it again.
The Last Witch Hunter bombed like a...
Are you fucking shitting me?
I mean, that was like... We made like $1 million.
I seen the preview. And like, fucking Vin Diesel. He's not Vin Diesel anymore. He's Vin Diesel. And he's fucking fighting
witches.
And
the witches. Hot chick from... Jon Snow's Irish girlfriend in Game of Thrones, isn't that?
Man, that looked like shit.
You could tell me she's going to be nude, legs spread wide open the whole movie, and I still wouldn't go see that.
Yeah, I just get the clip on the internet.
Burnt with Bradley Cooper, a movie about a fucking chef.
I know, he's a fucking cook. Some exciting movie.
Well,
just car chases, because I'm a chef.
He said that it's more of a love story. Than
whatever. Like, I give a fuck if you can cook.
Bridge of Spies. I have no interest in the movie whatsoever.
I like Tom Hanks.
I don't give a fuck if you tell me it's Spielberg's best movie since Band of Brothers.
Don't care. Band of Brothers wasn't a movie.
Hotel Transylvania 2.
Another kid's movie, so that's fine.
Steve Jobs. Don't give a fuck about...
Don't care. You know, don't care.
Our brand is Crisis? What the fuck is that?
Sandra Bullock. I looked it up.
Oh, yeah, she's a crisis.
She goes to a foreign country, and she's helping the political leader there, because she's, you know, works on that shit. I hate Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fuck Sandra Bullock. She's no talent, and I don't find her attractive.
Well, I don't know how that's relevant to her acting, but okay.
Doesn't... yeah, it is! Is she acting on the fucking radio?
Listen, there's ugly people on movies, but...
And I can choose not to like them if I
want.
Besides
the fact that you're in the minority of people who don't think she's attractive.
That's fine. I am a minority.
Whatever.
Only one of me.
The Peanuts movie.
Yeah, another kids movie.
Crimson Peak.
Piece of shit.
Paranormal Activity, another shitty movie.
Yeah, I'm sure that's shit too.
Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse. Now, I heard this is like a super teen movie. Like,
could that be okay in a goofy way, maybe?
It's for teens.
I mean, it might be like a fun movie in a goofy bad way, so I don't know, maybe.
The Intern, starring... What's that guy's name?
De Niro and what's-her-face. Yeah. Fuck it. Don't care.
It's unclear what's going on. Like, are they dating? Are they just friends?
Is that her father? As far as I can tell...
Is that her uncle? Is that
as far as I can tell, he's just an old man. He was retired and he got bored. And she's the boss. And so he interns for her. And I've never seen the movie. I know nothing about the movie, but I could predict that he teaches her all about life from his experience.
Well, that's what movies are for,
I bet you at first, she doesn't think he's relevant. You don't know what it's about, old man. But he shows her. I've lived life. I know. I'm going to teach you by the end. You're the boss, but I'm showing you. Shut the fuck up.
Next up, Truth. Controversy surrounds CBS anchor Dan Rather.
Yeah, do not give up. I see
played by Robert Redford.
Who fucking cares? It's about the George Bush thing.
He was like, Woodlawn. This might be, you know, it's a football movie and they're usually good.
Yeah.
But it's a Christian sports drama.
Fuck
so
it.
I probably wouldn't like
done.
It. You see, Jesus, he likes our high school team more than that other team.
Well, you know how every team says, "'tis a prayer to God" in the beginning? He actually listens to us.
Gem bombed.
Yeah.
Rock the Casbah bombed.
Yep.
Pan bombed. Because no one gives a shit about Peter Pan. Why the fuck would they think people would see, hey, you like Peter Pan? Well, here's the prequel. Whatever. Well, the origin story.
I mean, Disney movies. I don't know.
I don't think Pan's a Disney movie.
It wasn't?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Because there's usually a market for that. Disney flicks.
It gets 26% on Rotten Tomatoes. No, it's not Disney.
No. I would just assume, you know,
you're thinking of Peter Pan, the cartoon.
Yeah, but Pan is the same guy.
Yeah, so those are the
yeah, there's nothing to fucking see.
Well,
man, you can't stretch out all those blockbusters. I know they all want to put them out at the same time, like for the holidays and
shit.
Yeah,
this is always the low. There's a couple of times a year where
they do this?
A lot of times
you know, if they put like a really good movie out now during the lull, it would be even bigger because everyone like, shit, there's only one good movie to see. We're all going to go see that. Instead, they put all the shit out now. Every once in a while there's a sleeper.
This time of the year a lot of these times they put out movies that like have been sitting in storage for years. And they're like, well, we might as well just put it out.
Yeah, because we got nothing else to put out. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like I said, every once in a while, there's a sleeper where it's like, you didn't really know it was going to be that good. And since there's nothing else, and maybe it's not even that good. Maybe it's just decent. But since everything else is such shit that it looks so good by comparison.
Yeah. So I wanted to mention before the show's over how I know I keep saying this and people say, well, stop watching. But The Walking Dead is really bad.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'll continue to watch it, but it's not that good.
The whole fucking storyline, now I'm behind an episode, but the hour and a half episode a couple days ago, I didn't see that one yet, but the week before, with the big fucking bombshell death, which, I don't know, maybe it was a death, maybe it wasn't at this point, but that's not even the point. Did they come up with these ideas, like, I'm going off alone to kill all these zombies, and you can't stop me because I gotta do this for my wife, for my whatever. Come on.
I know, it doesn't really make sense. You all, in their reality, you know, you don't go off by yourself. It's too dangerous. And you're in a group of people where easily you can grab someone to go with you. There's really no point to it.
Yeah, and these zombies, how are they ripping through your flesh with their rotten heads?
They use nails, too. Heads, nails, and yeah, you're right, it doesn't make sense because they have rotten teeth. If your teeth are all rotted out, try eating an apple. It would be fucking impossible. Meanwhile, their rotting teeth, they go through if you're wearing a leather jacket, they will eat through your fucking jacket to tear into your flesh. Makes no sense. And then you got their fingernails. With your fingernails, try scratching yourself. If you scratch your stomach, do your fucking intestines pop out? But in this show, if their hands just brush across your body, that's it. Your innards are flying.
Yeah, it makes no sense. They shouldn't even be worrying about the zombies anymore. Like, whatever.
They're so slow. They're so weak. Their muscles are all rotted away. They could, in reality, they'd barely be able to move. Do you understand how a human body works? You know, the muscles, use the bones, like pulleys. That shit's rotting away. If you're just literally bones, you cannot move. Your muscles are what let you move.
Oh, it also annoyed me.
They'd be like twitching and shit. You just kind of walk around them.
When Glenn said that chick was his wife, you're not fucking married. No one married you. You found a ring somewhere and gave it to her. You're going to call that married?
Yeah. You know what? Being married is a fucking man-made concept where you have to have this ceremony and, you know, now it's legally binding. Look, I can't just say me and Mike are married.
Well, hey, I mean, hey, me and Mike are married now. Priest that looks like Key and Peele to...
Yeah, he could do that. He could still do it. Then you're married. You just can't claim you're married.
Yeah.
Hey, we're married.
Because the guy's like, I got a wife back there. And he's like, me too. I'm like, no, you don't. You got that fucking the vegetarian's daughter who sometimes shows up. Sometimes remembers she had a sister. Sometimes doesn't.
I know. Oh, yeah. Shit. Now I'm all broken up.
I love
over
that
it.
Last season when they reminded her that, like, hey, your sister's dead. What? Even though I haven't mentioned her in two seasons?
I forgot I even had a sister. Holy shit, I'm broken up.
Well, that about does it. But I do want to mention the sad state of affairs that you can no longer watch Shut Up and Watch the Movie, our a companion podcast.
Well, I mean, you could watch it, but it'll take some doing. Because all the shows and movies that we did shit on for Shut Up and Watch the Movie on Netflix are no longer available on Netflix. So if you download those, you really have nothing to go with it. Now, what I did, some of that shit...
You just listened to our commentary.
Yeah, I mean, it's still good. It still holds up. But what else you can do...
Yeah, because what Mark does, whenever he gets a new girl, he decides to watch Shut Up and Watch the Movie.
Yeah, I do.
That sounds pretty ego...
Egotistic?
Egotistic. Like, yeah. Hey, let's listen to me talk over this movie.
Yeah, because it's really fucking good.
Hey, why don't we go listen to me talk over this movie and then make love to it?
That's what I do, and that's what I did. That's what I will continue to do. Because I am fucking awesome, and it works.
So, you know, if you want to buy the movies and then do it.
Buy the movies, use the internet. I went on YouTube and just watched the movie from there and did it. So, I mean, you can make it work.
Did it still line up all right?
It's a little harder to line it up, but it can be done. It takes a little bit more. You have to put a little effort. But you know what? The effort is worth it.
All right.
Yes. HotshotWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Tell a friend.
Shut up and watch the movie.
Movie. Shut up and watch the movie.
Shut up. Shut up and watch, and watch the movie. Shut up and watch, and watch, and watch the movie.